Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, it didn't work.
I think it didn't work.
Yeah.
All right, I'll call Marissa.
Yeah. The phone system's all jacked up, man.
Yeah, I got a Jacob. There's a new guy named Jacob there, I guess.
I guess. I don't even know.
You've never met him?
No, I've never met him, so I don't even
know. All right, good. Then I don't mind telling you that. He sounds like a total asshole. I called and asked for you.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah, I don't know why I keep getting his calls. You just need to call back. I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, what
he's like,
hell?
Yeah, I'll tell him, but you just need to call back. All right, bye. Bye. And I'm like, listen, man, I work with Cardiff. You know, I don't know what you're doing here, but... Well, I'm new. I'm like, well, you can't talk to clients like that. You know, if you talk to one of my clients like that, I'd basically be getting in the car driving out of San Diego. Well, sorry, man.
Exactly. I agree 100%. I'll have to say something about that as well, because that's bullshit. I have, I guess, a couple of my customers that called him, and I don't want that, him speaking like that to my customers.
Yeah, exactly. He said he had like 3 calls. He's like, this is like the 3rd time you called. I said, dude, what are you talking about? I said, I work for Cardiff, and, you know, you talk to clients like that. Well, I'm new. Well, that's even more reason. You should be on your fucking best behavior.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I would say something to let Dennis know. I mean, that's ridiculous. I'd be pissed. But, yeah, he's probably talked to a couple of your clients that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll let Dennis know.
And as far as Gretchen, you know, I've been trying to get a hold of her. Spoke to her yesterday, got her docs yesterday. They had a question as far as early payoff.
Yes.
Which there's clearly, you know, page 16 of the docs clearly states all of the information they need about the early payoff, which I'll, of course, you know, I'll still call them. I've left her two voicemails, and I've sent her an email and having her back. So they're in Utah. They're probably at lunch right now. So okay. As soon as I hear back.
She called me this morning around 8:15, and she said that she's been trying to get a hold of you. But for some reason she can't get through. So I wonder if she's having the same issue I am when I tried to call you. So I'd have Marissa look into that, or try calling yourself from your cell phone, because every time I call that 50-50 number, it doesn't even ring. It like goes straight to this representative is not available.
Wow.
Yeah. So she mentioned that, and then she also mentioned I guess the owners were a little bit weary about it saying something about if they default, that they'll freeze all their business equipment. And I guess they're trying to sell some equipment right now. I don't know if they're planning on defaulting anytime soon, but they're like, yeah, we're selling equipment, so we want to make sure that, you know, this doesn't prevent us. So I think they just need to be reassured that, hey, this is just... You know, obviously, if you guys don't pay us, it's a lot of money. We're going to try to freeze the business. We don't technically have control of your assets, so we can't take any equipment that you might have. I believe, I'm just assuming here, I'm not, you know, 100% sure how that works.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's blanket lien verbiage in the contract, and that's mostly just to protect us.
Okay.
And to make them feel like, the, you know, there may be some sort of obligation to us.
Okay.
And also, you know, some of the verbiage that's in there also limits them from borrowing from other people. Nobody really abides by those contracts whatsoever. But it's more of a way of, you know, making them feel like they need to call us first if they're looking to do something.
Got it.
As far as, you know, and I just had another client that I had to get them some information last week that was selling a piece of equipment. You know, as far as their assets, you know, we don't have any specific details on that, right? I mean, we've got no equipment list, we've got no serial numbers, you know, so essentially we're not filing liens on their specific pieces of equipment. So they can sell a piece of equipment realistically and we would never even know about it. So I'll reassure them about that too.
Perfect. Yeah, so that was an issue. The early payoff was an issue. And then, personal credit. So he just wanted to make sure it doesn't show up on his, we said it doesn't show up on his personal credit. So if they
right.
you could reassure that issue. Those are the 3 issues that she had mentioned.
Okay.
Other than that, if we can, you know, if you can let them know what's going on and give them some reassurance there, I think it should be good to go.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm on it.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Hey, any word on Urban Chalet?
Nothing yet. You know, I spoke to them on Friday, I believe. I think it's when I gave you your update. She was supposed to be signing their agreement Friday or yesterday, and she's supposed to call me like right when it's done. She said it's been a nightmare. It's dragging on, and you know, obviously they're not going to put in an order for the equipment until they have a location to place it at.
That makes sense.
So as soon as they have that agreement signed by both parties, then she's going to need us right away. But until then, you know, they're just kind of on hold.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just wanted to get an update. I was pretty excited about this CNC, you know, when I saw it. They tried to get the approval again. I was like, oh, this is awesome, you know. That was my first application ever.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Obviously, they need the money because they're selling off equipment, too. So it's good that you told me that because now I can maybe try to get them to take, you know, the full 150, not just 100.
I thought they were approved only for 100.
No, they're approved for 150, and I had quoted on 150 a few months back. And
go ahead.
She called me, or she sent me an email last week and just said, hey, we're ready to move forward. Can you meet me docs today? We want $100,000 based on 6 months. And I told her that we were going to need some additional information. I think this was Wednesday or Thursday. I think Wednesday. And I said, well, we're going to need to update your approval. Your approval is expired. I'm going to need some bank statements, and I'll get you the numbers based on 6 months, and you let me know you want to move forward and send me a driver's license and a voided check. And so they did, and she got me all of the bank statements on Thursday. She came into the office. I got them submitted for the new approval. We had the new approval Monday morning or yesterday, and we got the docs out to them right away. So, but they said they only wanted 100, and I didn't really want to kind of go back and forth with them because they had delayed before.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't move forward. So at that point, I was just kind of like, well, let's just give them what they want. I'll get them the 100 grand. We'll get them signed and move on.
Right.
So that's what we did. But it sounds like, you know, they may need more. So I'll go over that with them.
You know, awesome. Sweet. And do you have the number that she gave me?
I do, and it's the same number that I have, and Dennis also just sent it to me as well. So that's the one that I left the message on. Let me double check. I think it might even be the one that's in her email as well. It's her signature. 3-5. Yep, that's the same one. So, like I said, it's probably lunchtime there.
Okay.
So I sent her an email asking her to call me, and I left her two voicemails, so.
Perfect, man. Well, I really appreciate it. I left her a voicemail as well and said, hey, Kevin will be calling you soon with answers to all the problems that you guys, or all the concerns you might have on the contract. So I let her know that you're calling her as well.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you. Thanks for giving me the update. And if you need anything from me to help out, just let me know.
Cool.
All right.
Appreciate
thanks, guys.
It. All right, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.